Monday, 5 October 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Acts chapter 9 as we continue our study on meeting the man, that is, the man Christ Jesus, as one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And we have seen throughout the precious Word of God that it is the Lord Jesus Christ, His presence, His power, His person, and then through the power of the blessed Holy Spirit that He blesses His people with comfort and strength and with protection. Well, Saul is no different. He's going to meet, in fact, already in our study, he has met the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has asked him two questions. First of all, who art thou, Lord? And Jesus Christ identifies himself. He said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And then the second question was, Lord, what would thou have me to do? And he is told to go into Damascus, and there it would be told him what he should do. That's where we take up our lesson today, our study today, and we'll find the first of two men so instrumental in the life of Saul after his conversion, the first one being Ananias, and the second one will be Barnabas. Sure, there are a lot of other people involved. We've already mentioned this. There'll be those that let him down over the wall of Damascus in a basket, others that will befriend him along the way. Thank God for those that the Lord raises up to be a help to us, especially in our baby steps as a new Christian. I'm thinking today about a couple. Maybe I'll get to tell you about them later. Their name was Neil and Verlene Glenn. They were in the Navy. I had just gotten saved when I was transferred to California, just gotten married, got into a good fundamental Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, and there we met this couple who would become tremendous instruments of God in our lives. Well, let's have prayer and get started. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, the hearts of all of our listeners. Thank you for those that thou hast brought into our lives to help us to mature and to help guide us along the way. And Lord, thank you that you can use us to do the same. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Well, we have read of Paul's conversion. Saul, he was at that time of his conversion. And he would go into Damascus, and on the last broadcast we read from Acts chapter 9, beginning in verse 10, how that the Lord appeared to Ananias in a vision, and he told him. He said, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarshish, for behold, he prayeth, and hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Ananias answered like anybody else would. Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem, and here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And so our Lord makes it clear to Ananias that this man, Saul of Tarshish, though he had been the persecutor of the church, he's a chosen vessel to the Lord. Don't you love the great truth? Where Jesus said in John chapter 15, Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go forth and bring forth fruit. A dear friend, we love him first. We love him because he first loved us. And we serve him because he loved us and drew us to himself, and he saved us. Well, let me get back to our text here. And so now Ananias does exactly what he's told, just some baby steps. Just go there, Ananias, and you wait, and I'm going to send somebody to you. And he calls Ananias, and he tells him to go. Well, Ananias was obedient to the Lord. Let's read about this now. And Ananias went his way. That's verse 17. Of Acts chapter 9. Isn't that a tremendous statement? We could camp out on that. And Ananias went his way. He went the way that God had chosen for him to do that which our Lord had chosen for him to do, and entered into the house, and watch this, putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, That is precious to me. Here's Ananias. No doubt he's still apprehensive, really apprehensive. And he lays eyes on the very man that had been coming to arrest him and the rest of the believers, to take them bound to Jerusalem. Saul was on his way to Damascus with papers in his hand. And now, although Ananias had been taught by God, he had had this vision, and God has spoken to him now in the flesh, he lays eyes on the man that had been so feared, that had been so dreaded. Can't we see this in our heart today? And he puts his hands on him and said, "Brother Saul." Oh, that's the grace of God. "Brother Saul," he said. I like that term, don't you? You know, some people think calling brothers and sisters in Christ by that title, brother and sister, they think that's kind of below them, a little too out of the way for them. I don't know of a Christian title that fits anybody better than I don't know of any title that's better to wear than that of a brother in Christ, or if it be a lady, a sister in Christ. And he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me." Well, now Saul knew who Jesus was. He had asked him, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest." Now Ananias said, "Now Saul, brother Saul," he said, "the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me." First of all, he said, "that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost." So God had sent Ananias, and through Ananias, Saul was going to receive a physical blessing, and he was going to receive, thank God, a spiritual blessing as well. "He has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight." Saul had been blinded now since he saw that light. I believe probably the Shekinah glory on the Damascus Road. That bright light had blinded him. He had been blind, couldn't see. And now he's going to receive his sight. I have some good friends. One in particular I'm thinking about, a dear preacher friend. And the doctors told him that he was going blind and that there was nothing that they could do for him. And do you know what? God has been merciful and has spared him of his sight. And now he's able to see and able to drive some. And you know one happy man? Yes, you got it right. You know one thankful man? You got it right. It's that man who thought he was going to lose his sight, Dr. Ron Comfort, who is the founder of Ambassador Baptist Bible College and an evangelist greatly used of our Lord. He was told that he was going blind when he was young. And Dr. Comfort committed the whole New Testament and a good section of the Old Testament to memory. He memorized the entire New Testament and part of the Old Testament. And God, through his gracious mercy, allowed him to retain his sight. And what a great blessing that is. Oh, precious friend, "Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight." And secondly, "and be filled with the Holy Ghost." Wow. Physically, he's going to be made whole. Spiritually, he's going to be made whole. Isn't that precious? Physically, he'll be able to see. Spiritually, he'll be able to serve, for he would be filled with the precious Holy Ghost. And immediately, the Bible says, "there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized." That's as far as we can go today. Lord willing, we'll continue here on the next broadcast. Don't you know Saul of Tarsus is one blessed man? He was blind. It's like the songwriter said, "Once I was blind, but now I can see. The light of the world is Jesus." Hallelujah. Well, he could then see, and now he has been filled with the precious Holy Ghost of God, and he's going to be a tremendous servant for our Lord. Father, I want to thank you for the wonderful power that thou dost demonstrate in the life of Saul of Tarsus, and that thou dost demonstrate in the life of everybody that you save. We thank thee and praise thee In the name of our wonderful Savior, thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to bless you. May he be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. And please join us next broadcast if you can.